National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould says getting the legislative text of the American Families Plan will be helpful. NOG requested a briefing from the White House on Thursday.
We'll be providing that briefing for our members so that we can move forward and develop good tax policy and work with this administration for the benefit of all wheat growers.
The Biden administration seems adamant in making changes to stepped-up basis. And if that happens, Gould says there could be political ramifications.
If they go and change the stepped-up basis, and they look at the, and I'm going to kind of draw two links here, and they look at how the redistricting is coming up because of the U.S. Census, which is going to put the House of Representatives Democrat control in jeopardy. They can't really afford to lose any more districts in rural America where our farmers and wheat growers are. And if they come in and change stepped-up basis, where that will increase your capital gains tax on family farmers, I think that they will be handing the majority back to the Republican Party. And so I think that is the best leverage that you have to keep the White House within the parameters of making sure that they know that this is really a non-negotiable area for us as wheat growers.
Gould says changes in stepped-up basis or the estate tax are possible anywhere the government is looking for pay-fors. That includes other issues like infrastructure.
All of these provisions, whether it's stepped-up basis, inheritance tax, capital gains tax, taxing Americans who make over 400,000 more, and corporations are all subject to be the piggy bank to pay for multiple pieces of legislation and plans that are out there.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.